This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The title of this article is Burning Questions, Our Experts Take on the Tough Topics by Becca Miller. How bad is it to chill a tomato salad? Turns out it's pretty bad. Fresh tomatoes lose their flavor and can turn mealy if they're refrigerated for too long. For the best taste and texture, assemble your salad or any raw tomato dish right before serving and eat it at room temperature. If you need to make it in advance, refrigerate for no more than a few hours. How bad is it to serve rare burgers? Turns out it's really bad. Ground meat has a higher risk of contamination than steak. Grinding and processing can spread bacteria throughout the meat, and a rare burger will not reach a temperature that's high enough to kill germs. Food safety experts suggest cooking beef to 160 degrees well done. If you prefer a pinker patty, buy freshly ground meat from a trusted source and cook it right away. How bad is it to swap sweet cherries for sour? It's not bad. Sour cherries have a short season and can be hard to find, so sweet cherries are a fine substitute in baking recipes. If a pie or crisp calls for sour cherries and you're using sweet ones, you may want to decrease the sugar and add a splash of lemon juice for tartness. Also note that sweet cherries are a bit juicier, so you might need to adjust for that too. How bad is it to add sugar to cold lemonade? It's not that bad. Granulated sugar doesn't dissolve easily in cold liquids, so you'll need to stir the drink well to keep the sugar from settling at the bottom of your pitcher. Your best bet is to make a simple syrup. Heat equal parts sugar and water until the sugar dissolves, then let it cool and use it to sweeten cold drinks. How bad is it to let your basil plant flower? It's pretty bad. Once basil starts flowering, the plant puts more energy into producing seeds than tender leaves, so new leaves will likely be smaller and a bit bitter. If you see flowers, just pinch them off, but don't toss the blossoms. They're edible and they make for a pretty garnish. How bad is it to rescue food that falls between the grill grates? It's really bad. Reaching into a hot grill is not a good idea. You could burn yourself, plus the food you're fetching could be covered with dirt, ash, or old drippings. To keep small ingredients like green beans, asparagus, or shrimp from going to waste, use a grill basket or skewers. How bad is it to bake with unpeeled peaches? It's kind of bad. Peach skins are edible, but they can be unpleasant in pies and cobblers. Our test kitchen chefs typically peel the peaches first. Try this trick. Score an X in the bottom of each peach with a sharp knife, then blanch in boiling water for 30 seconds and plunge into ice water. The skins will slip right off. Our next article is entitled Cheers to Summer. We gave some classic cocktails a fun twist. Make one for your next party. Our first recipe is for a Rosemary Paloma. This refreshing Mexican cocktail is simple to make. Just mix tequila with grapefruit soda and a splash of lime juice. For this riff, we added an herbal touch with a rosemary grapefruit simple syrup. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Sugar, rosemary sprigs, grapefruit zest plus 1.5 cups of grapefruit juice from 2 to 3 grapefruits, Blanco tequila, fresh lime juice from 5 to 6 limes, and grapefruit seltzer. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 cup sugar, 8 rosemary sprigs plus more for garnish, 4 wide strips of grapefruit zest plus 1.5 cups grapefruit juice from 2 to 3 grapefruits, 3 cups Blanco tequila, 1/2 cup of fresh lime juice from 5 to 6 limes, and 2.25 cups grapefruit seltzer. Step 1. Combine the sugar, 1/2 cup of water, 3 rosemary sprigs, and the grapefruit zest in a small saucepan. Bring to a simmer over medium heat, stirring until the sugar is dissolved. Remove from the heat and set the syrup aside to cool at least 1 hour. Step 2. Strain the syrup into a pitcher. Add the grapefruit juice, tequila, lime juice, and remaining 5 rosemary sprigs and stir to combine. Cover and refrigerate until cold, at least 2 hours. Step 3. To serve, add the seltzer to the pitcher and stir. Pour into glasses filled with ice and garnish with rosemary sprigs. Our next recipe is for watermelon mojito. Mint lovers are drawn to this Cuban staple, a mix of rum, lime juice, sugar, muddled mint, and club soda. We added watermelon to make this one extra summery. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Watermelon, the juice of 1 lime, sugar, fresh mint leaves, white rum, and ginger ale. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 chunks watermelon, the juice of 1 lime, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1/4 cup fresh mint leaves plus more for garnish, 2 ounces white rum, and ginger ale for topping. Step 1. Muddle the watermelon, lime juice, and sugar in a highball glass. Stir in the mint, then add the rum and ice. Step 2. Top with ginger ale and garnish with more mint. Our next recipe is for frozen basil mint caipirinha. Brazil's national cocktail is a combo of lime, sugar, and the country's signature spirit, cajaca. It tastes great frozen, too. We put everything in a blender with ice and lots of fresh herbs. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Lime, sugar, fresh basil, fresh mint, cajaca, frozen limeade concentrate. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 lime, 1/3 a cup of sugar, 1 cup packed fresh basil, 1 cup packed fresh mint, 3/4 of a cup of cajaca, and 2/3 a cup of frozen limeade concentrate from 1 12-ounce can. Step 1. Remove 2 wide strips zest from the lime with a vegetable peeler. Set aside. Cut the lime in half. Thinly slice 1/2 and cut the remaining half into 4 wedges for garnish. Combine 1/3 a cup water and the sugar in a saucepan and bring to a boil over medium heat, stirring until the sugar is dissolved. Remove from the heat. Add 1/2 a cup each basil and mint and lime slices and let cool completely. Step 3. Transfer the herb syrup to a blender and blend until the herbs are finely chopped. The limes will still be mostly intact. Strain through a fine mesh sieve into a bowl. Freeze until slushy, about 2 hours. Step 4. Combine the cajaca, limeade concentrate, lime zest, the remaining 1/2 cup each basil and mint, and the frozen herb syrup in a blender. Add 5 cups ice and blend until thick and slushy. Gradually add up to 1 more cup ice if needed. Pour into glasses and garnish with lime wedges. Our next recipe is for Berry Rosé Sangria. Classic sangria is made with Rioja, an iconic red wine from Spain, plus brandy and lots of fruit. Our light floral version is made with rosé and elderflower liqueur. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 750 milliliters bottle of dry rosé, orange-flavored vodka, elderflower liqueur, such as Saint Germain, sliced strawberries, diced watermelon, and cold seltzer for topping. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 750-milliliter bottle of dry rosé, 1/3 cup of orange-flavored vodka, 1/4 cup of elderflower liqueur such as Saint Germain, 1/2 cup sliced strawberries, 1/2 cup diced watermelon, and cold seltzer for topping. Step 1. Combine the rosé, vodka, elderflower liqueur, strawberries, and watermelon in a pitcher. Refrigerate at least 3 hours or overnight. Step 2. To serve, pour into glasses filled with ice and top with seltzer. Our next recipe is for frozen mango margarita. Tequila, lime, and a splash of orange-flavored liqueur are the tent poles of a basic margarita. We added mango for a tropical twist. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. The grated zest of 1 lime plus lime juice, kosher salt, blanco tequila, orange-flavored liqueur such as Cointreau, and frozen mango chunks. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Finely grated zest of 1 lime, plus 3/4 cup of lime juice, plus wedges for garnish, 1 tablespoon kosher salt, 6 ounces blanco tequila, 8 ounces orange-flavored liqueur such as Cointreau, and 4 cups of frozen mango chunks. Step 1. Combine the lime zest and salt on a small plate. Moisten the rims of the 4 glasses with lime wedges. Dip in the salt mixture. Step 2. Combine the tequila, orange-flavored liqueur, lime juice, mango, and 2 cups of ice in a blender. Puree until smooth. Pour into the prepared glasses and garnish with lime wedges. Our next recipe is for spicy Bloody Mary. The quintessential tomato-based brunch drink was reportedly named after Queen Mary I of England and her violent reign. This riff includes sambal oleic for an added pick-me-up. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Tomato juice, lemon juice from about 2 lemons plus wedges, prepared horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, sambal oleic, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, celery salt, chili powder, cold vodka, celery stalks, pickled peppers, jalapeno stuffed olives, and pickled okra for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 cups of tomato juice, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from about 2 lemons plus wedges for garnish, 3 tablespoons prepared horseradish, 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon sambal oleic, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 1/2 teaspoons of celery salt, 1 tablespoon chili powder, 16 ounces cold vodka, and celery stalks, pickled peppers, jalapeno stuffed olives, and pickled okra for garnish. Step 1. Combine the tomato juice, lemon juice, horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, sambal oleic, and 1 teaspoon each salt and pepper in a large pitcher, stirring with a long spoon. Cover and refrigerate at least 2 hours or up to 2 days. Step 2. Combine the celery salt and chili powder on a plate. Moisten the rims of 8 glasses with lemon wedges. Dip in the celery salt mixture and fill the glasses with ice. Add the vodka to the tomato mixture. Stir to combine. Pour into the prepared glasses. Garnish with celery, peppers, olives, okra, and lemon wedges. Our next recipe is for banana coconut frozen daiquiri. An authentic Cuban daiquiri is shaken and served up, but frozen versions of the rum cocktail have become even more popular. This banana coconut one is extra creamy. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 large banana, white rum, canned cream of coconut such as Coco Lopez, lime juice from 2 limes, and maraschino cherries for garnish. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 large banana sliced, 1/2 cup of white rum, 1/3 cup canned cream of coconut such as Coco Lopez, and 1/4 cup fresh lime juice from 2 limes, with maraschino cherries for garnish. Step 1. Freeze the banana slices on a plate until firm, at least 3 hours or overnight. Step 2. Transfer the frozen banana to a blender. Add the rum, cream of coconut, lime juice, and 3 cups ice. Blend until smooth and thick, adding more ice if needed. Pour into large glasses. Garnish each with a cherry. Our next recipe is for hibiscus gin and tonic. It's the ultimate two-ingredient cocktail, 1 part gin, 2 parts tonic, but it's also a blank slate for fun variations. This one is sweetened with homemade hibiscus syrup. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Dried hibiscus flowers, sugar, gin, fresh lemon juice from 1 to 2 lemons, and tonic water. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/2 cup of dried hibiscus flowers, 1/2 cup of sugar, 3/4 cup of gin, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from 1 to 2 lemons, and 1 1/2 cups of tonic water. Step 1. Combine the hibiscus flowers, sugar, and 1/2 cup water in a small saucepan and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium and simmer, stirring, until the sugar is dissolved, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a small bowl and refrigerate until chilled, at least 1 hour or overnight. Step 2. Strain the hibiscus syrup into a liquid measuring cup, reserving some of the flowers for garnish. Stir together the gin, lemon juice, and 1/4 cup of the hibiscus syrup in a small pitcher. Stir in the tonic. Sweeten with more hibiscus syrup to taste. Step 3. Fill 4 glasses with ice. Pour in the cocktail and garnish with the reserved hibiscus flowers. Our next article is entitled Seafood Special. Ina Garten's Clam and Sausage Dinner is the ultimate one-pan meal. We all want recipes that are simple to make, but simple can mean different things to different people. Some of us want recipes that we can make ahead to reduce the stress of cooking on the day of a party. Others love dishes that have only a few ingredients, most of which are already in their pantry. What I love is a recipe that can be made entirely in 1 pot or skillet. Not only is it easy to prepare, but the cleanup is a snap. I start my summer skillet with clams, sausage, and corn by sautéing onions and sausage. Then I layer the corn and seafood on top and let it simmer away on the stove. All I need to do at dinner time is just bring the skillet to the table and let everyone help themselves. Simple and delicious. Ina. This recipe is for summer skillet with clams, sausage, and corn. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Good olive oil, diced yellow onion, 1 large, sweet Italian sausage, fresh corn kernels cut off the cob from 4 or 5 ears, 1 pound vine-ripened tomatoes, crushed red pepper flakes, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper. Dry white wine such as Pinot Grigio, unsalted butter, 32 fresh little nut clams, fresh basil leaves, and French bread for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Good olive oil. 1.5 cups of small diced yellow onion, 1 large. 3/4 of a pound of sweet Italian sausage with casings removed. 3 cups fresh corn kernels cut off the cob, 4 to 5 ears. 1 pound vine-ripened tomatoes, 1/2 inch diced. 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes. Kosher salt. And freshly ground black pepper. 1/2 cup dry white wine such as Pinot Grigio. 2 tablespoons or 1/4 stick of unsalted butter, large diced. 32 fresh little nut clams scrubbed, see note. And the note says, to clean clams, soak them in a bowl of cool water for 15 minutes. You'll also need small fresh basil leaves and French bread for serving. Step 1. In a large 12-inch cast iron skillet, heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil over medium heat. Add the onion and sauté over medium-low for 4 to 5 minutes, stirring occasionally until tender. Add the sausage, breaking it into bite-sized pieces, and cook for 6 to 8 minutes, stirring occasionally, until the sausage is no longer pink. Step 2. Add the corn, tomatoes, red pepper flakes, 2 teaspoons salt, and 1 teaspoon black pepper to the skillet, and sauté for 3 minutes. Pour in the wine and scatter the butter on top. Nestle the clams into the vegetable and sausage mixture, hinged sides down, in tight concentric circles. Bring to a boil. Cover the skillet and lower the heat to simmer for 8 to 12 minutes, just until the clams open. Step 3. Ladle into shallow bowls, sprinkle with basil, and serve hot with the French bread. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.